Indeed, as you will check it, as you will permit it, you will find, in fact, that there is stereo vision, stereo focus, stereo happenings in regards to your own true nature. In other words, the time has come to prepare for your destiny. Each one of you has been pre-selected. It has been predetermined that you are going to arrive at a higher octave, at a higher frequency, at a higher totality of remembrance. That is what you are obligating yourself today, and the reason for this cursory program. In other words, you have already selected yourselves as advanced beings of light, and you have already determined that you shall meet your obligation to your truth. Now, as this is being afforded to you, we ask you to let go. We ask you to slip up and release the balls and chains. In other words, our channeler is viewing the locks coming undone, slipping out of the canvases of yesteryear. Now, this is quite important, and this is what will be startling, and this is what will stir you into your new position. Some of you are used to the linear format, the linear focus, the linear ball game, yes? Before proceeding to third grade, you finish second and are very aware of the third grade classroom. You have met the third grade teacher, and you are totally aware of remembrance, your desire to move up the ranks. Now, what we are speaking of, however, has been untold. In other words, the focus is on a new vibration, a new reality. Now, that is the key, because indeed, you will not find the answers you are seeking in the history books. You will not find the normal programming. I don't understand. There is no page for this lecture. Where do I turn? And we say a promise is a promise, because as you turn to the friendly skies, as you turn to your neighbor not, but to your true desire, to your true inkling, to your true responsibility of discovering your totality of consciousness, in fact, you will find all the answers marvelously revealed. Now, it is not too late to get started, and some of you are wondering, am I ready for this challenge? In other words, I like to take things slow. I tend to be a little bit meek. I like to hold on to the railing. And we say there is room for your style as well. In other words, what is important at this hour, at this juncture, at this timeline, is to accept your divine appointment. That is what will stir things up. That is what will give you permission to release the yesteryear. Now, you must understand the power that is involved in such a premise, to release that which has been known, to release that which is expected. In other words, that is the fanfare that you are obligated to. There are those that are tired of that which is unfolding, and yet it is comfortable. It is the recommended fashion, and they don't want to leave too soon. In other words, where will they go? You, on the other hand, have the great fortune to rely on your inner trust, to rely on your inner chambers, to rely on the awareness that there is a pulsation that is just too attractive to miss. You see, as you obligate yourself to this truth, as you obligate yourself to this new format, as you obligate yourself to these new marching orders and directions, you will be quite delighted. You will be quite advanced as well in terms of arrival. Now, we are setting the chairs. We are getting your chambers ready. We are turning the sheets and making your night stay comfortable. It is for you, therefore, to be quite determined at this holy juncture to arrive. In other words, a promise is a promise. Before you look much further, you will meet your new night guest. You will meet your beloved. You will meet your Christ presence within. Now, as you do, you will be obligated to new adventures, to new opportunities, to new methods and desires of focus and manifestation. Is it no wonder, therefore, that you have been turning the page, that you have been very keen in advancing, that you are no longer interested in that which amused you in yesteryear? That is where you have opportunity, dear ones, to unplug. In other words, what we are seeking are those willing to develop their own ministry, to develop their own standstill invitation of alchemy, of love. Now, as you will come into agreement and say, yes, we will empower you. We will provide the pulsation of truth. We will harmonize our energies with yours. Understand? Now, as you get most used to this higher vibration, to this higher union of trust, you will be more obligated, you will be more likely, there will be much more of an inclination to let go of the old. In other words, it will look mighty silly to walk into your college classroom holding on to the blankie from childhood. Now, we are not suggesting any shame in holding on to the blankie. It has been dear. It has been a trusted friend for eons. However, there comes a time of separating the known from the unknown. In other words, you are moving a place, you are moving into a place out of habit. You are moving into a pulsation that is bringing you free from the steady rhythm of form. Now, as you attend to form, you will be misguided. As you attend to form, you will be misled. As you attend to form, there will be the inclination to follow the inklings of the egoic self. In other words, the egoic self likes to have a roadmap. It likes to know where it has been. It likes to know where it is going. And it likes to set out the agenda. There are many that come seeking guidance of the channeler. Can you tell me my next post? Can you tell me my next true love? Can you tell me my next, and fill in the blank? We do our best to amuse you with gentle comfort and guidance, but you must understand that you still must do the exploring. It does you no good to know the end outcome without understanding that there is a journey that must be embarked on. In other words, may we suggest the delights of the journey are equal and perhaps as rich and yummy as your beloved host that is waiting to greet you at the next inn. Now, we cannot share too many secrets. In other words, what if you knew what awaited you, if you knew each heavenly rest, if you knew each invitation to release your old allegiance to fear, ever more so, there may be more of a timid approach. There may be more of a hesitation. In other words, look out ahead and you will be trembling the whole way. Now, we do not mean to adjust your rhythm. We do not mean to suggest that it is an eerie approach or times. Simply that the journey has been laid out for you to obligate yourself to self, for you to spring forth with the awareness that, in fact, you have had that which you have been seeking all along. In other words, you are opening up to your Christ essence. Some of you envision this as allowing union with your sacred self, of your higher heart, of your sacred chamber. Some of you envision this divine self descending as a light body into your heavenly host. Regardless of the visualization, perhaps you are the Kuan Yin on the lotus flower bed, resting gently. In truth, you all are making progress. Excellent, may we suggest. We therefore suggest an ending of the fear, an ending of, please tell me where to place my foot. I do not want to fall. Let us say that you all have equal protection. You all would be comforted. Imagine there being a pillow, a table and stands, and a billowy cloud to rest as you move, and I can't get that word. A billowy cloud to rest and take comfort throughout your channels. You see, even our channeler has some fear about the process. She is wondering and remarking, now how does this exactly apply to me? And so you see, there is a little bit of bump from the smooth translation. In fact, she is doing an excellent job of mirroring exactly what occurs for each of you when the ego takes over. You see, when she trusts and spirit is involved and is in alignment, well, there is no problem. There is the natural flow and she arrives at her destiny. But notice the trepidation and the fear when the mind starts traveling along. Now, wait a minute. Can you get the tour guide to explain this point? In fact, she loses her place. Now, this is what we are explaining and teaching each of you. In other words, you all have a divine appointment. You all have a beautiful resting spot. You all have an image of the Kuan Yin, or the Golden Buddha, to claim as your very own. Trust us when we say this. This is what the Sign of the Times is about. It is about amplifying your awareness and consciousness so that you may be one in harmony and truth with your Christ Self. Now, there are many promotions. There are many beautiful scenic resting spots on your travels. It is most important, let us say in closing, that you stay clear of feeling there is a linear format or approach. In other words, you have all heard of the spiritual flow, yes? Understand that as you respond to your intuitive guidance to your heavenly self, you will flow here and there. At each stop, you will be testing your wares, you will be enjoying the scenery, and you will be obligating yourself to the gems, to the gemstones that are coming and becoming one with self. In other words, each gem signifies an aspect of the Christ Self that you are enjoying and learning to embody. All of this takes place as you continue to allow, as you continue to release that which has been a stronghold of the night. We ask you at this time, therefore, to seal your fate by dreaming in the possibility of this new vision, of these higher times, where all is truly possible, where what is dawning upon each of you is a story that has yet to bring forth its true reason, its true reckoning, its true determining power. You are the masters, there is no doubt. And so, could your mind possibly understand that which you are attending to? It would hardly be possible, understand? So, these are the times that you have been looking forward to. These are the times of enjoyment. But there is a process of teasing out the old, that which has been your safety net, that which has been the leash that you have been holding onto. Let us suggest a higher approach. As you tune to the vibration of love, all of your needs will be covered. It is an impossibility that it be any other way. Therefore, we ask you at this time to tune to the vibration of love, to tune to the energy of the higher heart. We place a seal at this time on this holy chamber, on the sacred vision of your own holy self. We ask you to accept this union of your totality, of your wisdom, of your light. And so it is. Okay, I made it just in time before the dog really took off barking, so we're good. Okay, so what we're going to do now, those that had joined us just a little bit late, the recording will be on the website, and we invite you to listen to it at a time that's convenient for you, because you have been plugged into that activation. So it would be purposeful for your conscious mind to listen to the words and vibration, even though on a higher level it has been already received in totality. Okay, so please make sure you take the time to do that. So what we're going to do is we're going to go around and see how we can draw forth even further wisdom for each of you. So we'll start with Avril. She's a different time zone than I am, so she's taken off to an evening meeting place. How can we help you, honey?
Oh, thank you. Please, can I have a reading for my highest and best good?
And say your first name.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
One moment. I know the message, I just don't want to deliver the message. Talk about my ego getting involved. Oh, Lordy. One moment, sweetheart. You You're being my mirror today, and I just don't like it one bit. I'm teasing. All right, sweetheart. And say your name again, please.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
Okay, you're being invited to take a leap of faith, and it's going to be a mighty one. It really aligns with the message that we shared. And say your name one more time.
Avril.
I'm going to bottom line this. There are times when you know in your heart of hearts the right thing to do for you. You know vibrationally when time is up. You know when a friendship has outrun its usefulness. You know when it's time to pick yourself up from a seat and move over to another conversation because the vibration is getting toxic for you. And say your name one more time.
Avril.
You know what's important to do in your day and how to make time for it and what is really trivial matter. And it's like, you know, it's just not getting the bang for the buck. So I'm going to leave you with this. There's an oracle card that they're flashing to me. It's so helpful playing with those cards because then they just flash me the answers. So the card says, what does the card say? If you email me, I will send you a picture of the card because I don't remember the exact words, but it's basically when you do everything that you do, ask yourself, is it obligating yourself to the light? In other words, is it moving you closer to your light or moving you away? Is it moving you further on your spiritual path or moving you away? And if you email me, I will send you the exact card with the exact words, which are probably more eloquent than what I'm stating. But the bottom line is both messages, the first way I gave it and the second, have to do with trusting that intuition that is exceptional. I've got rainbow energy all over you. There's been rainbow energy that's been received by our dimension recently. And you are so psychic. We have talked about this because sometimes it's a balancing thing. You know, it could be a help or a hindrance sometimes to be so psychic, but you are. So the beauty of it, it's a help this time because you're really receiving those energies and beautifully enough, integrating them quite nicely. I mean, when I tune into you, you've got the colors just radiating. So now here's the thing. With that, you have beautiful psychic vision, beautiful access to implementation of truth. However, you are obligated to respond to it. In other words, imagine, I can't think of an example, but like imagine having, okay, I'm going to say this, not that you want to cheat on an exam, but imagine having the answer key. Someone just gave it to you and then you never opening it up to use it. And someone's given you the answers, like here are the answers, but you just never take the piece of paper out. And they're saying it's a sign of the times that now we begin. And when Joshua comes through and channels very often, for whatever reason, he starts out that way. And I always know it's him. Now we begin. And so now we begin in recognizing, you know, when he says, you know, what I've done, you will do. And the way you do it is by responding to your starlight, responding to your higher guidance, responding to that inner knowing of truth. And say your name one more time.
Avril.
That's your job at this time, my friend, is every time you feel the impulse to find that courage within and respond. It could be the smallest of gestures, the smallest of situations. You know, it's almost like, listening to an old song. It, you know, the old song is just not making you feel positive. It's making you feel negative. So why continue listening, you know? So like the smallest of gestures would be to turn the song off rather than to like suffer, you know, through that, been there, done that, completed that karmic lesson, over and done. I don't have to go into that file anymore. You know, that's just one out of many, many, many examples. So I'm going to leave that with you. Your intuition is excellent. It's time to start using it more.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Awesome. All right. Shelley Buchanan. Okay, so you want to unmute your side? That may be, there you go. It is so nice to say hi to you. I see your email all over the place for some reason. I'm always running into your email address. I am like amazingly awesome, and I've had the roller coaster of the past couple of days because it's like flushing out that old vibration, and me included. So I am particularly wonderful despite the fact that everything feels a little in disarray and chaotic on a personal level. But there's nowhere to hold on to, and that's the beauty of it, because when there's no more guardrail for that lower level, you have no choice but to kind of float up. So that is how I am. Thank you for asking. How can we help you?
Thank you for your reading. It was spot on for me and probably answered a lot of where I'm at. And I am really just, I think, very much in fear at the minute. And I feel a bit immobilized and paralyzed with the next step.